no investor can be successful without experiencing failure. Early successes only lure new investors into complacency about the risks and pitfalls that exist. Failure, however, teaches lessons. I have been helped by mentors and professors, books, the CFA program, and colleagues, but at the end of the day, it was also necessary for me to experience the sensation of driving off the cliff in my Volkswagen. Allow me to share just a few of the many failed attempts to achieve success that I have made during my investing career. Timing is everything. Jonathan Bush, founder of J. Bush & Company, where I worked in the early 1980s, taught me fundamental analysis, the importance of return on equity, how to write a research report correctly, techniques for interviewing company management, the Colombo question, and the 5-point selling system. He taught me that executing the fundamentals is the path to the objective. Despite John's valuable training sessions on Monday mornings and his best intentions to steer a few good stocks my way, my future as a stock picker had some questionable moments. In 1984, the year Apple introduced the Macintosh, I made a buy recommendation at the unadjusted price of $23, expecting near-term price escalation through $32 and beyond. In December 1997, after 13 years of flat performance, Apple finally touched $23 for the last time. Of course, if you had followed my advice and held until today, your compound annual return would be, as I had anticipated, 21.6% per year for 37 years. Sunken treasure. Chunghwa Shipbuilding was a small shipbuilder located in Kowloon, across the harbor from Hong Kong Island. It was a small-cap stock that we owned when I worked at FP Special Assets in the late 1980s. The core business was going nowhere, but the company owned valuable real estate that we figured the government of Hong Kong would be forced to purchase for their second tunnel under Victoria Harbor. As we awaited our payoff, Chunghwa announced a related party asset injection from the majority shareholders priced at 2x book value. When I eventually deciphered the details, I realized that the asset injected was cash, just cash. The owners sold us $1 of cash for $2. Lunch hour in Singapore. In 2004, there was a Singaporean company called Sitiraya Industries that one of my colleagues researched and thought was a good idea. The company recycled discarded electronics parts to extract the precious metals for resale. The numbers looked good, the technology was not complicated, and the economics of cost versus value were compelling. It was my colleague's recommendation, but as CIO, the decision to invest was my responsibility. We bought a stake. On my next trip to Singapore, I went around one afternoon to meet the CFO and tour the company's facilities. There was almost nobody on the factory floor. When I inquired where the employees might be, the CFO replied, "Oh, of course, it's lunchtime." I checked my watch and thought nothing about the workers' odd lunch hour. Not long after that, the news broke from Singapore. The owner had done a runner and was on the lam. Evidently, it was lunch hour all day, every day at that fine company.